WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, most of the rest of us anyway. Hi, I'm Josh.
And I'm Otto.
This is Edge of Americana, and you were just listening to Eric Walters back again with Why Dear Folk. You sounded a little different last week, Eric. I don't know what it was.
You did.
You had a cold or something.
You were using your head voice, weren't you?
He wasn't talking from his very deep diaphragm. Okay, so what's on tap for today?
We're going to start off pretty straight here. We're going to do a little Bill Monroe, I Saw the Light.
Okay. Give us a call if you'd like. 804-649-9737.
I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Wandered so aimless, quite filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Where is and fear I claim for my own. And like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Straight is a gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw.
Round about my barefooted child, take your boat to the shore. I've $100 bill and I've got no change. Oh, don't you want to go? Walk about on Sunday, boys. What pleasure do I see when I've got a woman in New Orleans and she won't write to me? Roust about my barefooted bum, take your boat to the shore. There's 100 pretty women on the other side. Oh, don't you want to go?
You're gonna sing the song with us then, right? Right?
Well, I know that you've heard some songs time before, but you ain't heard a wild walking out the door. It's goodbye, baby. Honey, your time has come. I'm turning to a catfish in a river down in St. Louis. I be the biggest fish, honey, anyone had ever seen. I never, never get caught wild, cause I'm never about to hook and line. All the women try to catch me as I go swimming by.
And it's la la la.
Oh, thank you.
Singing la la la. Well said, I'm so happy I'm singing la la la.
Wild, honey, I'm short and thin, so I can squeeze out any position that you put me in. And I got this whole thing. What is it?
It's all laugh and heart disease.
Yes, I'm gonna laugh my way, baby, to any old place to be. Sing with us now.
And it's la la la, singing la la la. Well said, I'm so happy, I'm singing la la la.
I stayed in the bin with the last night. Tempe, come roll down your bank. Tempe, come roll down your bank. Come roll down your bangs and we'll see how they hang. Tempe, come roll down your bank.
Yes, indeed.
I was just grooving on this, Josh.
Yeah, I know, and I turned it down. Who is this on it?
Well, the name of the album is called Rural Parlor Guitar on County. And did you say it's track number?
This is 12. The Winter's Waltz.
Winter's Waltz. So that's Louis Thomason.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
Very pretty. And you're listening to Edge of Americana. It's about quarter after seven. You just heard, that was great. That was really rousing, powerful guitar auto. Who was that?
That was Fred McDowell, an early Fred McDowell record on our Hooli Records. And it's been reissued on another label called Mississippi Records.
Yeah.
But that's basically the our Hooli record. If you're going to go shopping for it in the used record stores, look for an our Hooli label.
And that was a tune called I Looked at the Sun. And before that, we had Abe Horton and Harold House and Fluck from Harold residing right here in Richmond, Virginia, doing Tempe, also known as Tempe Rule Your Bangs Down, from an album they put out on Heritage Records called Sweet Sunny South in 1984.
Yeah, it sounded good. Harold's voice sounded excellent there.
It sure did. It sounded better than when he's yelling at me.
Yeah, good form there. Harold, the radio for you tonight.
That's right. That's part of tonight is that last week we went a little outside and got some irate phone calls about it, or one irate phone call about it in particular. So tonight a lot of what I'm doing is personally a lot of older stuff. And before that, live at the Newport Folk Festival
2010.
Yeah, that was Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three doing La La Blues.
Yes.
And they're over in the UK right now playing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And Dan Tate before that with some solo banjo and vocals, Roustabout. And from a Ray Alden album called Visits that's split into two albums, The Old Timers and The Young Musicians. And that was one of the old timers, Dan Tate. And we started it with the father himself.
Bill Monroe doing I Saw the Light from a Decca record called I Saw the Light.
And coming up next, Otto, I think you'll enjoy this one, and I think the crowd will also. This is the Wyos, who are a modern kind of skiffle band, I suppose you might want to say. I don't know, a novelty band. This is from their latest release, which is Broken Land Bell. This is a tune called Promenade, right after this.
Thank you. Oh, the bulls all howl at the moon. It is full and hung over the hill. The autumn leaves will all be fallen soon. And then winter will come in for the kill. But there are still green trees and one last round for the bees before we all freeze over for a spell. So let us treasure these moments together as we sing along so long and fare thee well. For tonight is the last night of summer, my love, of the summer of love, of the summer, my love. For tonight the beautiful flowers will all fade away. The streams will all freeze and the fields turn to gray. The frogs all will slumber, the birds will take flight, and winter's cold wonder will bid us good
it's death for age and closure, death for down. The girl I'm loving, she's finna blow this town. Now that mean old fireman, cruel old Indian, yeah. Gonna take my baby and leave me lonesome, yeah.
Wasn't that nice?
Nice playing, Josh.
That
very
was.
Nice.
It was Charlie McCoy. Hey, let's have a little bed.
A little background music.
A little background bed. Ah. Otto, did you know that WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman & Knowles? Kaufman & Knowles is a full-service law firm serving the legal needs of Richmond area businesses in commercial litigation, commercial real estate, corporate law, municipal finance, employment, and securities law. Kaufman & Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond business. For further information, 804-771-5715 or www.kaufmanandknowles.com.
Tricycle Gardens.
Whoops.
Am I on mic?
You're on.
I'm on mic. Okay. Tricycle Gardens is holding an open farm night and bug biodiversity count on Thursday, August the 26th, from 5:30 until 9:30 p.m. It's a late summer biodiversity celebration. Along with biologists and entomologists from VCU, volunteers will be using a mercury vapor light to attract bugs and count both the number of species and the number within each species. Biodiversity is a measure of the health of an ecosystem, and Tricycle Gardens methods have definitely increased the insect population over the past 7 months. So for more information, contact Learn at tricyclegardens.org or call 804-231-7767 or www.tricyclegardens.org. How about that? Counting bugs.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You just heard Charlie McCoy doing that lonesome train that took my baby away. And that was recorded in 1930-something, I believe, or late 1920s. Charlie McCoy, great banjo mandolin player. Before that, something that's a little more modern.
Yeah, it was a curveball. It was Karen Elson, who, for those who are sort of into indie rock kind of stuff, she's married to Jack White. She's his model wife. But Karen Elson also writes some nice-sounding sort of old, I won't call them old school, but old-sounding, folky kind of songs. And this past year, her husband produced an album of her singing this stuff called, what was the name of that album called?
It was called The Ghost Who Walks.
The Ghost Who Walks. And that that song or collection of little songs was called 100 Years From Now, and that's on Third Man Records. Before that, Josh?
John Hatcher playing some really cool fiddle. John Hatcher from Tishomingo County, Mississippi, recorded in 1939, playing this track Farewell Whiskey, which is a really cool fiddle tune with all of these harmonics and things in it. I really enjoyed that one a lot.
Yeah, that was good.
It's from an album called Great Big Yam Potatoes, which is from the Library of Congress.
And before that, we had a brand new release off of Tompkins Square. It's actually a reissue of a 1975 album from Roland White, Clarence White's brother, who's a famous mandolin player, called
I Wasn't Born to Rock and Roll is the name of the album.
I Wasn't Born to Rock and Roll, yeah. And it's on Tompkins Square.
And that was the Carter family
Storms
song,
Are on the Ocean.
Indeed. And the Wyos, before that, started us off with Promenade from their most recent album, Broken Land Bell. And that's where we are. Otto, do you have something for us now?
I do, Josh. I've got Wade Maynor and the Maynor's Mountaineers doing a track called Rubber Dolly from 1971.
All right, well, let's get that one up and going.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'd be goody that she would buy me a rubber dolly. Now please don't tell her I got a feller, or she won't buy me no rubber dolly. Don't tell on me. I if I'd be goody, that she would buy me rubber dolly. Now please don't tell her I got a feller, or she won't buy me no rubber dolly.
wrong keyhole. Can't get along, save my soul. Your black-headed women look mighty fine, but give me those blue-eyed blondes of mine. Got the right key, working at the wrong keyhole.
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRIR. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth, a truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
Yes, 97.3 WRIR. What was that funky jazzy business, Otto?
Let's talk about the track we're actually talking over here. What is this for?
This is Jake Crack playing the fiddle and Nancy Sly is playing the banjo, both staples and mainstays of the old time scene at every single festival. This is live at Galax. I'm not sure about the year, but
it's Galax week actually right now.
It is Galax week, and as much as I'm enjoying being here tonight, I got to tell you, there's a little
twinge went across Josh's face.
This is the first year in eight that I've missed it. Yeah, so, I mean, that's not much compared to some, but for, you know,
I understand.
I hadn't planned on missing any for the next 80. So this is Colored Aristocracy is the name of this tune.
Yeah, it's lovely, and hopefully this will be just an aberration. Next year, yeah, I'll be doing the show by myself this week. This is what we played before that. We had a little Western swing thing going. We had Paul Anastasio with Joe Holly and Frank Hicks. Doing an album, from an album called We Ain't Misbehaving, Reflections of Swing on Our Hooli.
Yeah.
And that was Honeysuckle Rose, of course.
And before that, The Modern Mountaineers, recorded in 1937 on the Bluebird label. The song was called Working at the Wrong Keyhole. And The Modern Mountaineers, they were one of these kind of somewhat typical Western swing bands where they had a whole variety of kind of blue records, and notable about these recordings is that they had a piano player on them. The very first recordings they did in 37, piano player's name was Smokey Woods, and Smokey Woods got his name because of his love of left-handed cigarettes, if you will, his love of wacky tobacco.
Mary Jane,
indeed. It said, I was just reading that
Muggles,
he would carry up to a pound with him at a time, so
wow,
so that he would never run out, you know, just
what
in
would
case
be the street price of that today.
Yeah, who knows. And they're just really hot. And there's another song in there called Everybody's Trucking that I'd like to play, except that there's just no way that I could play it.
Trucking and the word it rhymes with, right?
Yes,
right,
indeed.
That's not going to work.
Yeah. So before that, we were playing, we heard some...
Oh, we had some Camp Creek Boys.
Yep.
With Fred Cockerham and...
Kyle Creed,
doing Nobody's Business.
Berlin Husky, Nobody's Business. And Ben Steele and his Bare Hands, kind of some new old-timers from that same Ray Alden album, Visits, doing a tune called Waynesboro. And before that...
Wade Mariner and Mariner's Mountaineers doing I Love This Song, Rubber Dolly.
Rubber Dolly. And it's 7:53 here at Edge of Americana, and I think we're going to hear some more from Galax here. I've got... I picked out a Uncle Norm Edmonds track here. I think, what is it? It's
Grayson County.
I think it's Monkey on a String is the track I'm
going to play. That sounds good. This is also from a collection of stuff done in the 1960s by Ray Alden.
I think Andy Kahn recorded this stuff, actually.
Uh-huh.
But Ray Alden's from the Field Recorders Collective.
Yep.
So here we go. Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm.
right. I'm a thief and a gambler, I get drunk every night. Get a porter, I'll take three times a day for my board. That's more than any loafer in this town can afford. Big legs, big fans to keep me cool while I sleep. A little baby girl to play around at my feet. I'm a rambling gambler and I'm drunk every night. I tell you boys, I'm ragged but right.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia.
just a little old shanty by the railroad track. Now the humming of a driver caught my lullaby, and a freight train whistle taught me how to cry. Got the freight train blue, lordy, 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 got him in the bottom of my rambling shoe. When the whistle blows, the loner's got to go. Guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue. Daddy was a founder and mama dear was the only daughter of an engineer. Now my sweetie is a brakeman and it ain't no joke. It's a shame the way she keeps a good man broke. Got the freight train blue. Lordy, 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 I got him in the bottom of a rambling shoe. When the whistle blows, the load has got to go. Guess I'm never gonna lose a freight train blue. Now I know I'm old enough to quit you running around. I've tried 100 times to quit and settle down. Every time I find a place I'd like to stay, freight train hollers and I'm on my way. Got the freight train blue. Lordy, 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 I got him in the bottom of my rambling shoe. When the whistle blows, lordy, lordy, guess I'm never gonna lose that freight train blue.
Thank you. cold today, and the blue has turned to gray. No, I never meant to walk this path of sin. Lord, I tried to do my best. Still, you laid our love to rest on the day you put me out and the bottle took me in. Shines in your hair. Now your bright blue eyes so fair. No, I'll never feel your loving arms again. Lord, the choice was plain to see, though I still could not believe on the day you put me out. And the bottle took me in. Still so plainly I recall how beautiful the saddest day had been. Oh, the birds sang soft and sweet as the train you left to meet on the day you put me out and the bottle took me.
I'm Jonathan Gruber, host of The State We're In from Radio Netherlands Worldwide. And each week I talk to people from almost everywhere in the world about how we treat each other. It could be a Somali pirate or a flight attendant from Texas or a bicycle ambulance driver in Uganda. We speak to people and not about them. So join us for The State We're In, Fridays at 10 a.m. on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia.
Josh, I'm loving this futon that you've just laid underneath me here.
Yeah, well, you know, trying to be a professional, Otto. That's called a bed.
Oh, I'm sorry, a bed.
A bed. Not all of us are freaky hippies, Otto, living on our futon mattress on the floor.
Yeah, well, you know, better than my usual sleeping bag.
True enough. All right, well, that was...
We've got a mellow thing going here
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, man.
That was J.P. Harris before the promo spot.
Yeah, J.P. Harris and the Tough Choices from Brattleboro, Vermont, although it doesn't sound like it's from Brattleboro, Vermont, does it?
No, it doesn't.
The Day You Put Me Out and the Bottle Took Me In, as another good buddy of mine who goes by the name Squash, to those who maybe frequent Fiddler's Conventions. Builds banjos, but he also does this really nice honky-tonk thing.
It was good. I like the name of the record, The Shack Sessions.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That's not, you know what, there's been so many albums named anyone who's ever recorded in a shack, I think, has gone ahead and named their album The Shack Session.
Cue your B-52's thoughts there.
There you go. Before that, we had some beautiful banjo.
Kyle Creed doing the version of Liberty. Such a pretty song.
And Sam and Kirk McGee. Before that, Freight Train Blues from an album called The Opry Old Timers.
Yeah, and then we had some Josh Graves. Josh Graves, talk about that, Josh.
Well, Uncle Josh Graves, as he's often known. He's I don't want to speak too in too many hyperboles here, but I kind of probably consider him to be the father of Bluegrass Dobro there. He was formative member of Lester Flatt or Flatt and Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys, and was taking breaks and doing Dobro licks way back when, when bluegrass was really in its formative years.
Right. That record was from 1980, so relatively, it's 30 years ago now.
Yeah, and that's on the Vetco label, and that featured Dave Evans, a great kind of lesser-known banjo player there.
And the song was called, of course, The Great Speckled Bird.
Yeah. And Ted Hawkins, a great mandolin player, and Riley Puckett, both of them from Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers, doing Ragged But Right, which I think is just a hilarious tune. Porterhouse Steak, Three Meals for His Board. It's more than any lonesome loafer could afford.
Sounds good. And then we opened up our set with Norm Edmonds and Wade Ward and John Edmonds doing
Monkey on a String.
Monkey on a String from Field Recorder Collective, Galax Jams.
Galax 1962 maybe is what it was, actually. And we're just going to move right on forward, Otto. I think
we're going to do a Lead Belly song now. We're going to do Lead Belly's great Goodnight Irene song.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Done by the Weavers, done by you name it, Pete Seeger.
So you're going to name who's doing it on this one?
Well, I'll just play it, and then
everyone will know.
Everyone will know.
All right, so stay tuned for Goodnight Irene.
I got married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife have parted. I'm going to take another stroll downtown.
I'm Roosevelt is a mighty fine man, darling. Roosevelt is a mighty fine man, darling. Roosevelt is a mighty fine man, got to be the president of our land, darling. My baby got a diamond ring, darling. My baby got a diamond ring, darling. My baby got a diamond ring, for me ain't got a doggone thing, darling. My baby got a Cadillac, darling. My baby got a Cadillac, darling. My baby got a Cadillac, for me ain't got nowhere to stay, darling. My baby got a house and a lot, darling. My baby got a house and a lot, darling. My baby got a house and a lot, for me ain't got doodly squat, darling. Moonshine been you long enough, darling. Moonshine been you long enough, darling. Moonshine been you long enough. Let's get right and drink up this stuff, darling. Came all the way from Arkansas, darling. Came all the way from Arkansas, darling. Came all the way from Arkansas. Just barefoot as darn yard dog, darling. $10 bill on a bottle of beer, darling. $10 bill on a bottle of beer, darling. $10 bill on a bottle of beer. I wish that gosh my honey was here, darling. I got a gal in a white folk yard, darling. I got a gal in a white folk yard, darling. I got a gal in a white folk yard. She don't drink liquor, but she do play cards, darling.
Opening on Friday, August the 6th, As You Like It will be presented on Richmond's North Side, outdoors at 6:30 p.m. in Battery Park. You can bring a blanket and a picnic supper. Pre-show entertainment begins at 6 p.m. Performances take place on August 13th, 14th, and 15th. This production of one of Shakespeare's most delightful plays is free and open to the public. It's a great way to introduce the Bard to all ages. For more information, go to theaterinbatterypark.blogspot.com. And that's Theatra with an R-E. And you're listening to Edge of Americana right now.
And this is your host, Otto.
And Josh.
Josh.
That's Josh with an S-H.
Josh, that waterbed. What is that waterbed you're playing there? That's not a futon. That's a waterbed.
Yeah, it's bouncy. This is Jake Crack with Brian Fain playing banjo, doing the Polecat Blues.
Very nice. And before that, an homage to WCVE. And the jazz show that happens on Sunday nights there, actually every night, Monday through Friday, I guess. What's that host's name?
His name is Peter Solomon.
Peter Solomon. Peter Solomon did a nice piece last night about Blind Willie McTell for about an hour. And so it got me thinking about Blind Willie McTell. So there was little Blind Willie McTell on Edge of Americana, Hillbilly Willie's Blues, it was called, recorded in April of 1935.
And before that, Bobby Harrison and Cullen Gallion, Cullen Gallion, a real mainstay at Galax back in the day, doing Let Me Fall, which I'm sure somebody's playing right now at Galax.
And then before that, we had Bill Monroe
The Bluegrass Stomp.
Doing the Bluegrass Stomp.
I love that Bluegrass Stomp.
On an album on Columbia called The Great Bill Monroe with no liner notes to speak of at all. Yeah. So we know nothing about the recording, I'm afraid.
Charles Long before that from an album, the same album, Great Big Yam Potatoes. And this is from Abbott Ferris, who is a musicologist at Emory College back in the day in 1939, and Herbert Halpert. And they put this, they went down to Mississippi and recorded. And Charles Long was playing the fiddle there, and they had a guy named Brad Neal doing the fiddle sticks there, beating on the fiddle while he was playing the fiddle. And that was a tune called My Little Donny. And there's a lot more information in the liner notes about it, but we're not going to get into that right now. Before that, there was that Goodnight Irene.
Oh, yes, that Leadbelly cover.
Yeah, and that was, of course, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis digging into the keyboard there.
Doing it his own way, for sure.
Very nice. Okay, Josh, what do you got queued up next?
I think it's, what do you have queued up next, Otto?
Well, I've got some hot rise here we can do.
All right. Well, let's hit it.
Are you tired of me, my darling? Did you mean those words you said when you spoke in fond affection on the day that we were wed? Tell me, could you live life over? Would you make it otherwise? Are you tired of me, my darling? Answer only with your eyes. Did you ever rue the springtime when we first each other met and you told me that you'd love me? Words my heart could never forget. Tell me, could you live life over? Would you make it otherwise? Are you tired of me, my darling? Answer only with your eyes.
Off the boat bow, can't you see? Set that highbrow down, go whine about our heart. There's a whole lot more getting going on than us sitting at this bar. Well, you sure got yourself worked up, shooting blanks and betting lucky all along. The reel goes out, must your mind be stuck?
All aboard, sun sinking low.
This train stops at every bend.
You better get it before it goes.
Said it builds character, but I could sure use a nap. And that snooze just might do. Rest these tired eyes, but you damn well better got one eye open, or the very next stop is mine. So stop that train right there, pull that cable down, for I see a rose that needs my nose. I'm gonna get it before it goes.
All aboard, sun sinking low.
This train stops at every bend.
You better get it before it goes.
Thank you.
except the hole in the bucket got a whole lot bigger and ain't nothing working right. So take me to the ball game, take me to the right train. Sweet with the R on the frame, there's a hot dog stand at 314. Sign me up for one.
Frosty Morn Band.
Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home.
As you read this letter that I write tonight, sweetheart, I hope you'll understand. You are the only love I have. So please forgive me if you can.
Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home.
Jump on in there, Doc. That old wind is cold and slowly creeping around, and a fire is burning low, and the snow has covered up the ground.
Your baby's hungry, sick and cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. And love, oh love, oh, please come home.
All right, girl. Well, the wind is cold and slowly creeping around, and the fire is burning low. The snow has covered up the ground. Your baby's hungry, sick and cold.
Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, oh, please come home. Love, oh love, oh, please come
home. Oh, my friends, where are we going? And what have we done? Our damn fathers have disgraced us, and they've sold our souls for song. Their decisions have taken our sense of place in history, 'cause they're building plastic houses by the thousands in the county. They're building plastic houses on the farms of our fathers. We'll be right back. the day will come when all the farms are sold. Gone are the days when we went fishing and we ate what we had grown. We'll be suffering for all the strangers who drive from the western shore. Cause they're building black houses by the thousands in the county. They're building black houses on the farms of our fathers. When it's over and there's no road for farms and trees and fields, we'll all live in a faceless landscape with no identity. We'll live sprawl in a plastic houses and no one will ever be home. Cause they're building plastic houses by the thousands in the county. They're building plastic houses on the farms of our fathers.
Listening to the winds that sigh, my little darling, oh how I love you, none can tell, in your heart you love another, little darling, pal of mine. Many a day with you I've rambled, happiest hours with you I've spent, thought I had your heart forever, now I find it's only lent. My little darling, oh how I love you, none can tell, in your heart you love another. Just three things I wish for. It's my casket, shroud, and grave. When I'm gone, don't weep for me. Just kiss those lips that you betrayed. My little darling, oh how I love you. I love you, none can tell. In your heart, you love another. Little darling, pal of mine.
Well, Josh, this one's got kind of a sway back quality to it. Kind of like a cot that's been laid on just a little bit too much. It folds up around you.
Well, aren't we just, we're just effusive tonight, aren't we, Otto?
I like this metaphor you're throwing around. It works for me.
So, just in case anybody's curious, the bed music for the majority of the night is from this album, Rural Parlor Guitar, on County. It was released last year, and it's a really great...
It's a great album. It's got a lot of famous E.C. Balls on here.
One of Otto's favorites there, E.C. Ball.
Lena Hughes, Louis Thomason's on it a bunch, and Errol Blair. Very nice.
So, before this little thing here, we listened to... Isham Monday, an old-time Kentucky fiddler, and that was the New 5 Cents, which is nothing like the New 5 Cents that I know, but Isham Monday was remarkable for being a great fiddler, but also because he would sometimes be bowing across all four strings simultaneously. So if you listen to that recording, it's just one fiddler on there, but it just sounds like a whole ensemble, really.
And before that, we had the model of a string. We had early Joan Baez with a very small amount of vibrato doing Pal of Mine.
Accompanied by the Greenbrier Boys.
Greenbrier Boys, yes.
And before that, Chester River Runoff from Chestertown, Maryland, buddies of mine, with a tune called Plastic Houses. It only took them, 6 years as a band to put out their first CD, and the CD's called Blue Heron Farm.
And we opened the set with some Doc – actually, not – sorry, we didn't open it, but we were getting close to the opening. We started with some Doc Watson and Merle and some of his pals.
T. Michael Coleman and other people,
Doing Love, Please Come Home from Doc and the Boys on United Artists, which was the label, actually, that released that Will That Circle Be Unbroken record. So I suspect that's one of the reasons why Doc played on that album.
Yeah. The Y.O.'s before that with All Aboard from their Broken Land Bell release, and we started that set with the great Hot Rise doing Are You Tired of Me, My Darling, from their album Untold Stories
on Sugar Hill.
And so, Otto, what do you have coming up for us?
I've got some Maybelle Carter here doing Black Mountain Rag.
All right, well, let's hear. We got about 10 minutes, and then Lee's back, and who knows what Lee will be talking about tonight.
What number are we on?
This rag of mine. You it just won't seem inside this bag of mine. Make you sigh, you die, it's born to die. Dear tight, this rag of mine. Too tight, won't quit. Too tight, I'm playing it. Too tight, this rag of mine. I'll confess, too tight, hence a mess. Too tight, this rag of mine. Too tight, to hear me sing. Too tight, to take that thing. Too tight, this rag of mine. Boy, this rag of mine is too tight. Takes the ordinary tight.
Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding on the Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and was a horse like the Tennessee stud. One day I was riding through a beautiful land when I ran smack into an Indian band. They jumped their nags with a hoop and a yell, and away we went like a bat out of well. I circled their camp for a time or two to show them what a Tennessee horse can do. Them redskin boys couldn't get my blood, cause I was a-riding on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. So we drifted on down into no man's land, and we crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler that we couldn't agree, we got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. I got just as lonesome as a man can be by dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was a-dreaming of a sweetheart too. He's a big fella. We loped right back across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I beat up her pa. When I found that girl with the golden hair, she was a-riding on the Tennessee mare. Whoa now. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green.
He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a hoss like the Tennessee Stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. Came to Big Muddy, then we forded the flood on the Tennessee Mare and the Tennessee Stud. Pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little house coat played around the door. I love that girl with the golden hair and the Tennessee Stud, love the Tennessee Mare. Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud.